This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Chris, Godez, and Wes, it's the After Hours Podcast. They'll make you laugh, they'll make you cry, they'll make you wonder why they said that. We got a big guy, new guy, mom, and a pigeon guy, morning show on KS95. Sit back and relax, cause it's time for the After Hours Podcast.
Yeah, yeah. These guys really do talk a big game and then come in like a couple of babies, Crisco.
I can't handle it. Like, Dez is at least willing to. I'll give Dez credit.
I will. I'm going to.
She's willing. You were a little babyish, a little bit. It's not something you want to look at. Don't look at it.
I know. I don't want to do it, but I will.
If you missed what we're doing, we talked about this last week. I was the one to bring in today's gross assignment of foods that we love that nobody else typically does. Yep. And it was a text we got for secrets, and it's Braunschweiger.
Would you like me to describe it again?
Yes. I mean, I guess so.
A type of sausage made from ground pork livers along with other pork scraps, then blended with various seasonings and ground into a smooth texture, then stuffed into a casing, typically that's smoked.
And the best part is, Dez is doing this, and I think part of her is excited that she might like it. She might not. Now, mind you, I'm giving you a caveat. There is also Miracle Whip on this sandwich and cheese. Pidge is literally dying over here.
He already
thinking
has
he's going to throw up.
Yeah.
Like, all these different things. Buddy.
I'm just saying, dude, I said right away, I'll still eat it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I was in there, my stomach was so empty and stuff, I was eating Reese's peanut butter pretzels because I needed something. Then Dez was kind enough to get me a muffin because I was like, my stomach's hurting, but I will still eat it.
Okay. We won't linger on this.
Let's do this.
Let's
smell
go
it
ahead.
First. So you guys want to smell it?
You have to get a
I cannot smell it first or else I won't be able to eat it.
Okay. Then take, pick it up.
Oh, God.
And I hate miracles.
He's a girthy little
We'll go
number.
One at a time. We'll go one at a time.
Look at that.
Sure, okay, I'll go first because I don't think it's going to be that bad.
Okay, so this is a big old bite.
Delicious.
Right?
No way. You're lying.
Delicious.
Like, you'd eat that again? Delicious?
Yes! Ow. This is why I love Wes. This is why we have a bromance going on. Oh, Dez, are you next?
I'm doing it.
Come on, take a big old bite. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Just get in there. Come on.
I do like gross stuff, I will admit, but...
Come on. You're going to like it.
She's going to like it, and I'm going to be pissed.
She's shaking.
It's so stupid. She
likes
it.
It's a consistency, after you... Yes.
My consistency is real weird.
Take another bite.
It's very...
Focus. You got this.
It's the afterbite. It's the taste that comes later.
Come on. Give it another sample.
One more bite.
Come on. You didn't even take that big of a bite. I spent $8 on this Braunschweiger.
And you love it. You can eat that.
No. Come on. Give
it's
it one more
yours,
bite.
Pal.
A little teeny one. A little nibble.
Just a little nibble.
Just in the middle.
Get that big girthy bite. That big girthy part.
I just can't do it.
The big girthy part.
I think that's pretty good.
A little bite. There we go. Oh, my God. You take
such
wimpy bites.
That was all bread.
There is so much Miracle Whip in there.
I was trying to help you because it's a livery flavor.
Okay. That second bite was not as bad as the first bite.
Because you didn't even get any Braunschweiger.
No, I definitely did.
Braunschweiger. Okay, come on, Pidge. You guys.
You couldn't have made one without Miracle Whip.
No, that's how I made it. That was the whole point.
I look forward
of this.
To seeing this.
Yeah.
Okay, don't sniff it. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I never sniff.
Take a big old bite. Take the middle bite. Don't go cross.
Yeah, go right for the middle.
Go for the middle.
It might be weird. Devin might like it.
Oh, hey. Oh God, that was a big bite, dude. No, come on.
You got this.
I'm here for you.
You got this.
You're okay. You're okay. You got this, buddy.
I feel like he's birthing a child.
Just chew. No. Come on.
Hey, get the garbage can.
No.
Get the garbage can.
Get the garbage can.
Get it.
Come on. Just keep
Get it.
No, you got this, dude.
You got it.
No. Okay, don't. Do not get sick. You got this. If you need water, drink water.
I mean, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad,
buddy. It's not that good, though, either.
If you need to spin it out, be kind and spin it in the garbage can. Where are you going?
Oh, God.
Yeah, get
he
some Dr. Pepper.
He did it. I think it's down.
Okay.
He just spit it out.
Boy, that was a bit dramatic. I mean.
I just got the
porky.
I swallowed most of it.
The porky liviness.
I'll give you credit.
I don't know if that was the mayo.
I'll give you credit. There it is. Nux. Mm.
You love it. Oh my God. Okay, Crisco, let me see. Mm. Oh my God, he loves it too. My father-in-law loves this. I'm sure my dad probably likes it. It's such a... This is an old man food.
Oh, I'm the oldest man. Come in here real quick.
TJ.
I think it's...
Come here.
It's not something I would purposely get, but I don't think...
Okay, TJ, I only ate off this side. Come here, got to try it. Come up to a mic.
Just take a big bite. I think you just have a bite.
We all just tried it.
It's something I love that these guys
don't.
He loves
an animal that I love, I'll be sad.
Okay, well, we'll tell you after.
It's an animal.
Well, it's not like a horse or anything.
I like TJ.
Yes, it's a raccoon.
It's a rabbit or something.
No.
What do you, it's not rabbit. Why would we
I've had rabbit, by the way. Rabbit's not that bad.
Oh, I think it seems real
What are your thoughts on it?
Oh, that was not TJ.
That was not me.
That was not TJ. What do you think of it?
It's fine. I don't like mayo.
It's Miracle
Whip. It tastes like really bad bologna.
Fine.
It's Braunschweiger, which is?
Braunschweiger?
Would you like me to read it again?
It's like basically all the parts thrown away.
It's a type of sausage made from ground pork livers along with other pork scraps, then blended with various seasonings and ground into a smooth texture, then stuffed into a casing, and then it'll be smoked.
You want another bite?
Yeah, once you know.
It was fine. I don't like pork. I don't like Miracle Whip.
Okay.
So that was a tough sandwich for you. Thank you.
I mean, it was fine. I wouldn't eat the whole sandwich.
It's not the worst thing in the world. Mm. If I was starving to death, I'd eat
gagging.
It. Are you eating more? Are you moved on to your muffin now? Okay. All right.
That's a wrap. Okay, thank you.
Do I get a consolation muffin?
You want to buy it? Yeah, if you go down one flight of stairs and then go to that thing and just put your debit card.
Yeah. I'm having a dill pickle chip to get over this.
You want some?
I'm gonna finish mine.
I'm with you. You guys talk.
You know what though?
It's just
everything one of us is chewing.
There is a place, guaranteed, you won't have to worry about the food being like Braunschweiger.
Prison?
Duluth. Why would you go to prison?
Prison.
Why was that your goal? No, I'm talking about the amazing city of Duluth, Des.
I went in a very different direction.
They do have one of my favorite restaurants / breweries there.
They do?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, but I had a flight. They have a bunch of like original type of drinks. Cider, you know I'm a big cider fan. Beer, you would love it. It's right on the lake.
Oh, I bet it's beautiful. Everything up there is beautiful. They have so many great restaurants, awesome food. You can, you know, shopping. You can hit one of the beaches. It truly is amazing in Duluth. But if you're just more in the mood to like chill out, maybe have a romantic night or weekend.
Hotels, bed and breakfast, vacation rentals. All of the best things are in Duluth. You can find out all the information. Visit Duluth.com. And again, the food is going to be way better than what we just took down here. Well, and I'm saying it as a fan.
They probably have it at the grocery store there, though, if you'd really like to have a little Braunschweiger.
Braunschweiger. Why is it so hard?
It is a hard word to say.
Braunschweiger.
And I'm very German.
Schwager? What? Schwager.
Schwager. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, Schwager.
Braunschweiger.
Oh, that was good. I'm glad I made that.
Yeah, I'm glad you
I got
did
some
too.
Leftovers for later
no,
today.
No, you can
too.
Have the rest of me and TJ.
Yeah, I thought you would be better than that. That you know, is disappointing. Hey, Wes ate his whole
pretty
thing.
Good.
I'm not done yet. I still have one more bite, but I didn't want to stuff my face while
you
the
see,
podcast
though,
was still going
that's
on.
A pretty good sized bite I took compared to TJ's.
Yeah, you took two.
I sure did.
Hoops and Canal Park are the two breweries that are super, super cool in Duluth.
All right.
And I would highly recommend them.
Straight from a pigeon.
Good
you
food
know
too,
that they have some sort of red sauce, pasta noodle, and shrimp.
I think I got I got pizza there. Shared a pizza with Sammy and her buddy.
Look at that.
All right. So since we're kind of on a gross topic, can I ask you a question?
No.
At what point do we get...
Hey, it's Crisco, and you can get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money in Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. I have won so much money on Prize Picks, $100 on football before. I've won $65 on a bet that I made for the NBA. It is so easy to do. I made a killing during March Madness. It is awesome, and it's so easy. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with picks for basketball, hockey, and so much more. And with Prize Picks, they make it so easy with quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types that make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So all you have to do to win like me is download the app today and use code CDW for your first deposit match up to $100. With Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's just that easy. Again, download Download the app today and use code CDW for a first deposit match up to $100.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In life where we stop caring about our hair, and yeah. I'm not talking about the hair in our head, but the hair in our bodies, and stop grooming it. Now, I think you and I are going to be along the same lines on this, Des, because we've both done the ideal image thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I didn't go there, but I went to a place like
that.
Yep. We did laser hair removal. Yes. Belladerm Med Spa. Yeah. Boom.
I just don't understand dudes in the locker room that are so embracing the fact that you get to a certain age where you don't care about the hair, and then you're really wanting to show it off to a point where you put like a leg up on the counter and blow dry it.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I walked around the corner to a guy, one leg up on the counter, blow dryer, taking care of everything.
Just no.
Hair flowing everywhere. And I'm thinking to myself, what point in your life are you that comfortable and actually love it that much that you're willing to blow dry it for everybody else to see in a locker room?
I'm a little upset with you.
Okay.
Because you swore you wouldn't.
No, you couldn't lift your leg up on the counter. Okay.
I would say the two most active people in the show, which is sad, are me and Wes.
I worked out four times last week.
You went for a walk.
She took a picture on her Peloton and was like, I'm going to put that on social. All right, back to the TV.
Yeah.
So
quick.
I'm kidding, but I can't get my leg up. You saw how close I almost kicked Wes in the face.
Yeah. And you have almost knocked me out in the face, too, before.
Tried.
Huh. Hey. Okay, but so I don't understand. So what was the age of this gentleman?
Definitely. I would say mid-60s.
Okay, it's an older fella.
Well, take for great. I mean, that's great. He can still get his leg up there.
Yeah. I just don't understand why you're okay with the hair, that much hair, and then you're that okay with it that you actually will blow dry it.
Don't you think it's old school? Old school, like people, they don't want to, like, that's their thing.
But they blow dry. I've never heard of blow drying your.
Did he bring his own blow dryer or was it like.
No, they have one in the locker room.
I feel like it's a gym thing.
Oh. Like, maybe it's just to get, because it is so much down there, you got to dry it off
I guess.
You can walk.
You know what he needs?
It's really dragging you down.
You know what that man really needs? A chablow. He really needs a chablow.
Well, that. Okay, no.
So you missed out on this. A chablow was the genius invention of our Sir Pidgerton.
Yeah. You would love it.
It happened to unfortunately be created by somebody
already?
Else. And a different name. No, it was a different name.
Uh-huh.
He had it patent pending, but unfortunately it didn't stand a chance because they already had it. Basically, it can dry you off in the shower, correct?
Yeah, it would be like first of all, I'd bring it to more homes, more affordable. That's my thing. But it's built into your shower, and it's pretty much just a full body blow dryer. So you can stand there and keep using a towel, but it keeps you warm and also blow dries you. So it keeps you warm, dries you faster.
Where's the air coming from?
I don't know.
You know, the more important part is it's not just about drying people off.
Right.
But they're going to give so many more chablow jobs out that, I mean, think about how many people they can bring in.
She's already been blown.
I mean, true. You're going to have thousands of people employed.
We're
going to
blow every house in America.
Yes. That's what Pidge wants to do.
That's right.
He's coming for every house.
You can win presidency.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody's getting blown.
At the price of $19.99.
That's what we're going for. Affordable. Oh,
you could be like somebody on late night, you know, television, like 2 a.m, like, hey, my name's
that
Pidgey McPidgerton.
Is that how I talk?
Hi.
Why does he sound like the elf in the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer animation?
So, what would it really sound like?
No, do it. It's a great infomercial.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to my show. It's the Chablow Show. And I'm here to blow every American, top to bottom, left to right, across the U.S. If I'm not in your city, I'll Chablow you soon.
Keep going.
Oh, no. Oh my god, I can't.
He'll Chablow you soon. That's it. Oh my god.
And for those of you who have already been Chablown, I'll come back for round two.
You can always get a second Chablow in your house. There's never anybody who's been Chablown enough.
They're affordable.
They're affordable for 17 payments of $19.99 over the course of 13 years. You can also be Chablown.
No. What about the new version that can Chablow two people at a time?
Oh, she really blows.
So when your wife's waiting for you outside of the shower, or your husband or whoever, both of you get out of the shower, can you both get Chablown at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
And I got a new song. Chablown. She really likes the way she's blown by my machine. She's blown. Buy it, please.
Who doesn't love being blown in a shower? You know what I'm saying?
No, I know. It's very convenient. You're okay. You dry. Come out very dry.
Yep.
You're
twice as fast.
Yeah.
And you're warm.
And you're not using towels that don't need to go into the wash, and it's eco-friendly.
Be Chablown twice as fast. Mm-hmm. There's your slogan.
Yeah.
Or just be Chablown. Feels good.
It is. Don't be alone. Be Chablown. There's your tagline.
No, but...
Back to the single person.
Again, too bad it's already been invented.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. Yeah. We keep forgetting.
What is there an actual...
Yeah.
It's not called Chablown, though.
It's BS. Nobody has them, and it's like at least four digits as far as
it's
money.
Thousands it's thousands of dollars.
Really?
Yeah.
It's stupid. But genius idea by me. I've had so many inventions that somehow are already invented. In fact, one of them is sold at Costco that I was banking on to retire. Colored salt.
It's not an invention. It's found. It's a mineral of our earth. God invented that, my friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been to the pink salt mines.
No, you haven't.
But what about blue salt?
No, you haven't.
Thank you.
He wanted pretty salt for different things.
Yeah, because what if you're eating something pink?
Yeah, here it is, a full body dryer, $1,791.
Oh my God, that's a ripoff.
Yep. Yeah, here's another air shower blow dryer, $359.
Hey!
Guaranteed to Chablow your mind. They have it right here.
No, it says Chablow.
It doesn't say Chablow. That would be so funny.
Oh man. All right.
Speaking of weird things.
Oh,
you guys want to stand the Chablown?
No. I was saying his invention. They mean
what
something.
Is this? Who found this weird hotline?
So this is an audio clip. How funny. We just talked about this the other day about crying. How I have cry days. Pidge has cry days. Des has cry days.
Yep.
Well, now we find out that there's a full-blown cry hotline.
What makes people all over America break down and cry like this? Call 1-900-9099-CRY and hear it for yourself. $2 for the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. If you're under 18, ask your parents before you call. 1-900-9099-CRY.
What do you say no for?
Okay,
they're not crying. There's something else happening in the background.
That's a 900 number. My mom and dad taught me about those. There is dirty things. Talk about a Chablow.
Yeah. Is this to call and listen to people cry?
I think this is just straight up crying. It's not like give us your advice. You can just hear people cry.
Oh, yeah. You're not the one giving the crying. No. I thought you were calling just to cry to them.
No.
Maybe that's why they do it. Because it sounds call them.
I'm thinking maybe you listen to people crying to maybe get you started crying, or you're just
like
weird.
Like the kickoff, the fluffer.
Yeah,
just call them the fluffer.
Yeah,
you can't say that in the podcast.
Why not?
You just talk about Chablowing.
I know, but she talks about the real Chablow.
No, the fluffer's just like it's a job. A fluffer's
a job. It's a pre something event.
Yeah, I know what the fluffer is. We're not dumb.
It goes both ways, gestures. It goes both ways.
No, I think it could be anything.
Boss walks by.
I was just gesturing awful things in our boss. You're fine. You're good. Totally fine.
If we're not back tomorrow, you guys know why.
Nothing to see here. He walked away. I did another gesture and he walked away. Ooh, that got awkward. Okay.
All right. Yeah, I have so many questions about the 900 9099 cry yeah, that is, line thing.
It doesn't sound like it's super open right now. That sounded like the 70s, to be honest with you. But do we open a new cry line?
Dude, I can't get this taste out of my mouth.
I just thought the same thing. I burped.
I was like the first person who kissed me.
Oh, God.
It is going to sit with you for an hour or so. Those burps are wicked.
I just burped and I was like, oh, God, that's so nasty.
Ew, my stomach is going to feel sick.
Give me yours.
You can have it.
Thank you.
You're disgusting.
Oh, my God. Are you going to just keep eating them?
It took you today, years old, to figure out that I'm disgusting?
I don't think. Get out of here, Wes.
Oh, my God. You
and
more.
Food. You and food are weird. You've had some crazy, like, confessions. When it stops.
Oh, guys. Ew.
When it comes to food. I mean, I'm picky, but you've had some weird, like, McDonald's fry things, your chips. You're a weird dude when it comes to food, but
I'm starting to get more nosh.
Same,
like, just watching you guys. Maybe just watching. Mm. Yeah, now licking it.
It's when it gets warm, it tastes different. You like it,
dude. You're just
try it warm.
No thanks. Mm. After he just licked my sandwich,
I was just trying to make out with you. I'm like, ooh,
this sandwich. Oh my god, is there gonna be a podcast where I don't pee my pants?
Probably not.
I can't, dude.
Crisco, Dez, and Wes, the After Hours podcast.
After Hours.
I'm going to tell you, you're going to need them to come over from Apollo Heating, Air, and Plumbing after you eat one of these.
I'm going to tell you. Emphasis on the plumbing.
I mean, the plumbing is going to come in key when you got a Braunschweiger situation down the toilet. The good news
is. What is wrong with you?
I'm just being honest. If all of a sudden you're like, code Braunschweiger, they're going to be like, we got it. We're on our way today.
Yeah, they
Send
know.
Two plumbers today.
Oh my God, everybody, cancel all the other jobs. We got a code Braunschweiger.
If they can handle Crisco's house. They can handle.
It's always a code Braunschweiger over there. It's so true. I can't even. You got me on that one. Yeah. That was embarrassing, but you're right. Anyway, they also take care of other things. Apollo Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Like, they'll also take care of your home comfort system. Maybe they get like a two-person team out there for those kind of harder to reach projects, but.
Okay. I don't. Guys, I have to start wearing a diaper.
You won't, because Apollo's going to take care of your plumbing, but the home comfort system is in desperate need right now. Maybe you haven't had it checked in years. Maybe it's been a while, and, you know, she blows, and you need to get, you need to get that taken care of. Apollo will help. Please take it from me.
Leo, try and go to callapollo.com. You've got to set up an AC tune-up. Do that now, $59, and it's time for a new one, home comfort system. It's time to replace. Apollo is the place. Go to callapollo.com. Are you seriously going to keep eating that sandwich? So sick. It's callapollo.com.